California's Governor Gavin Newsom canceled his primetime slot at last night's Democratic National Convention, instead sending in a cell phone video that he took near an evacuation center as fires raged throughout his state.
Well, I confess this is not where I expected to be speaking here tonight. I'm about a mile or so away from one of over 370 wildfires that we're battling here in the state of California. We are just coming off a record week, a heat wave that led to 130 degree temperatures, highest temperature ever recorded in California, arguably the world's history here in our state.
At least five people have died in California as the wildfires force tens of thousands of people to evacuate their homes. Firefighters are battling three separate clusters of fires that are burning through rural areas in the San Francisco Bay Area and Central California. And authorities say many of those fires started with lightning strikes combined with scorching heat and dry brush. For the latest, let's bring in Daniel Berlant, Assistant Deputy Director for CAL FIRE. He joins us from CAL FIRE headquarters in Sacramento. Daniel, welcome to Here and Now.
Good morning.
You're now receiving your daily updates. What's the status of the fires right now?
Well, overnight, our firefighters made good progress on a number of fronts. However, the hot temperatures, the dry conditions, even overnight, continue to allow a number of these fires to grow. Several of the lightning complexes now growing over several hundred thousand acres. So a lot of land continues to burn. We are making progress, but it is an uphill battle.
It's so rare for there to be thunderstorms and lightning, and we understand that these fires are burning in three separate clusters. What does that even look like?
Well, these kind of thunderstorm systems are not completely something we see every single year. In fact, in just about a three-day span, we saw nearly 11,000 lightning strikes. And what was different about this thunderstorm system is that while it brought lightning, it brought very little rain. That combined with the fact that we're in the middle of summer, temperatures were in the triple digits. In fact, we saw extreme record-breaking heat across California during this time period. So even though it was a thunderstorm system, there was no rain, it was hot temperatures. So it's the perfect conditions for fires to break out. So while most of these lightning strikes aren't able to grow into major fires, based on weather conditions, many of them are.
And I should say that you're at headquarters in Sacramento, so we're hearing lots of activity behind you as you all prepare to continue another day of fighting these fires. We're reading that there have been five deaths, three people in Napa Valley and one person in Solano County. And there are PG&E workers who've been helping as first responders. Are these fires burning in high-density living areas? And are you concerned about the further loss of life?
These fires continue to burn in populated areas. We have 62,000 people evacuated, 100,000 more under evacuation warnings. So there's a significant threat to life. And as you mentioned, five people have died as a result of these fires. And it's just a reminder of how dangerous these fires can be. And, a reason why we continue to put safety as a priority to ensure that not only our firefighters, but the residents we protect are safe.
We know that there's also been triple-digit heat in the area. Is that hindering the firefighters' ability to put out these fires?
The temperature, the low humidity, the dry conditions, these are not conditions that work in our favor. And they are the perfect recipe for wildfires to grow at a very large and fast rate. And so those are one of the challenges that we continue to face. Now, while temperatures are down from what they were over the weekend, while we're not seeing more lightning, it's still hot, it's still dry, and these fires are still burning.
There's also the issue of air quality. Is there any wind in the forecast or any relief for people in communities affected by all of this smoke and soot?
While we do have some wind on a number of these fires, the size of the fires, as they have gotten larger, now create their own weather patterns. And so the fire's weather fans itself, and it burns erratic. It burns in multiple directions. However, much of Northern California, we have an inversion layer that's holding much of this smoke. And so air quality is incredibly bad across much of Northern California and has spread to a number of the western states as well.
As you go into another day of fighting these fires, what do you want the public to know?
Well, it's really important that our residents continue to be on high alert, not just those that live around these fires, but we are in the peak of fire season. And so if a new wildfire breaks out, we need people to do their part to evacuate and evacuate early. That has been our message all along. We need people to leave the area when these fires strike so that we can get our equipment, our firefighters in there, and take a stand to stop the fires from burning.
That's CAL FIRE's Assistant Deputy Director Daniel Berlant with the latest on the dozens of California wildfires that are burning right now. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Absolutely.